decade into his career, but he has already made a lasting impression. Graduating from the University of Georgia with a degree in digital broadcast journalism, he has climbed his way up the ladder of success. Starting as a reporter in Santa Barbara, California, he gained enough experience to move to larger markets in New York City and Washington, D.C. He has always looked for areas where he can make an impact through his work. Helping police track down a suspect of a brutal kidnapping, he earned an award for excellence in journalism. Although his resume is very impressive, what I'm most excited for is that he is one of us. While studying at Salem High School and Rockdale Career Academy, he was a Skills USA member. Competing in video news production, he got second place at the Georgia State Leadership and Skills Conference during his junior year and first place during his senior year. He then went on to compete at NLSC, taking fourth place overall. Skills USA, get on your feet to welcome one of our very own, Corey James.
On DC News Now, I'm Corey James. Wide receiver here.
We're live in downtown Fresno. Corey James, ABC 30 Action News.
Don't you worry, friends. I got you.
Skills USA, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? It is so good to be back, and it honestly, I'm honored. It feels surreal. It feels full circle. And it actually kind of makes me feel young, as if that drum mic didn't help, I feel like I'm like the rest of y'all. Because 15 years ago, I was in a very similar space that many of you are in right now. It was a different arena, a different city, Kansas City to be exact, where it was, oh, y'all like Kansas City? Let me tell you, that heat is something else. People talk about Atlanta heat, Kansas City's heat is different. But no, the feeling I imagine that I had back then is something that many of you have today. And you'll have it over the next couple days. You want to win. I wanted to win. And talking about feeling, at the time, just to give you some perspective, Black Eyed Peas, if you're familiar with the group, y'all like Black Eyed Peas? Yeah. They're pretty good. So I Got a Feeling was one of the most popular songs at the time. It was played nonstop during the opening ceremony, nonstop during the closing ceremony, and unfortunately, like the lyric said, I got a feeling tonight's gonna be a good night. The closing ceremony didn't give me that. My broadcast news production team, we worked so hard. We wanted to win. We initially said first place. Then we met some of the other teams after getting to Kansas City and decided, all right, we gotta be smart. Let's waver just a little bit. Let's give it second place, maybe third place. But unfortunately, neither of those options happened for us. We came in at fourth, just 2 points shy of being in the top three. I wanted desperately to be on top of those boxes getting medaled by the national officers, but it didn't happen. What did happen was doubt. It undoubtedly crept in. I started to question, am I not good enough? Is this a career not meant for me? Do I need to change and do something else? Because at that time, I just graduated high school. I was heading off to college. I was trying to chase my dream. But that moment It felt like the only moment to define my future, and I felt like I fumbled it. I want all of y'all to know tonight, though, you can't fumble what is meant for you. Everything in your life is unfolding and happening exactly the way that it is supposed to. You've got to trust the process. You've got to trust it. Even when that outcome is different than what you imagined, what you hoped for, what you expected, trust the process. And this is why.
And Scott, I'm in the car with Santa Maria Police Officer John Veers. He has been on the job since 11 o'clock today.
About 300 mil, who wouldn't want it, right? Yeah, this store here in Orchid Fair, Western Liquor Store, they are making big money today.
This is the woman who is sitting in jail tonight. Her name is Georgina Ruiz.
So after graduating from the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism, I majored in digital and broadcast journalism. I packed up my Honda Civic, drove across the country to California, and started my career in Santa Barbara. Yeah, where are my California people at? I started my career in my first market as a multimedia journalist. That's what they called it, MMJ. And if you're not familiar with that term, essentially it means you were doing the job of four people but barely getting paid to do the job of one person. I was making pennies, okay? Broke. But it was a very rewarding experience, and the experience taught me what I wanted. And I knew I did not want to do it that way. So I quickly decided, after getting there, I got to move on. This is not going to be for me. Plus, I'm a fried chicken person, and can you believe it? Santa Barbara does not have a Popeye's Louisiana kitchen? I was hot! But with 5 months left on my contract, I knew that it was time to go. My agent ended up reaching out to me. She said, hey, we got this great opportunity for you. It's in Fresno, California. Yeah, Fresno! Do you want to explore it? Do you want to consider it? It was a weekend morning anchor position. So I said, absolutely, let's do it. I ended up getting on the phone call with the news director, and I said to him immediately, I love reporting, I love anchoring, it's the best of both worlds, I want this job. He shut down my dreams within seconds. He said, hey, we just filled this job internally. We don't have it anymore. What we do have is a reporter position. Do you want that? I felt like I didn't tell the man I didn't want that job. I just told him I love reporting in the same sentence. So I ended up taking it. I went to Fresno as a reporter with barely 2 years of experience. It was a big jump, a legacy station, the number one station in the market. And I quickly realized and learned I was not ready. I was struggling. Most of my colleagues had decades of experience, but I was messing up a lot. My news director at the time would call me to the office and he would say, hey, Corey, the competition had this. Why didn't you? And I'm thinking, why don't you go ask the competition? I don't know. But I didn't say it. I just sat there feeling defeated. And after months of feeling like I could not prove my worth there, I went to him one day and I said, hey, if this isn't working out, if y'all don't want me here, I can go. He literally jolted, jumped back in his seat, and he looked at me and he said, no, we want you to be here. We know you're not where we need you to be, but we need you to trust and believe that we can get you there. So I agreed. I said, okay, I will stay the course. I will trust the process. After months of getting critiqued, having meetings with consultants, editorially, image consultants who are ruthless, they will literally look at you and tell you your outfit is pathetic, don't ever wear it again on camera, I started to feel like I was proving my worth. And eventually that moment really revealed itself to me in a big way. My boss came to me and he said, "Hey, we want to send you on an assignment." I knew that they sent people on assignment who they trusted, people they didn't have to micromanage. So I said, "Absolutely, what's the assignment?" "Disneyland." Now, I was a hard news reporter. Breaking news was my love. But I gotta go to Disneyland? I'd never even been to Disney World. I thought this was a place for kids. He said, "There's this new ride coming out. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy. We want you to get on it, do live shots. It's a simulator. You're gonna point out the characters, talk about the movie, and do live hits for us." I thought, okay, I can do this. This is my moment. They trust me. Well, let me show you how this simulator unfolded for me.
Now the doors are closing.
Look, I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny at the time. I was mortified. Mortified. I thought they just set me up. Played me in front of all these people on live TV. A simulator, right? The worst I thought would happen was water would get sprayed in my face. No one said you were dropping 200 feet. And I thought at that moment, my career was over. They would never send me on another assignment. The crazy thing is, the exact opposite happened. That moment humanized me. It went viral, it was everywhere. People were shading me left and right. But people seemed to love being able to see me. Not just the reporter version of me. I learned to embrace it, and shortly after that, I ended up getting promoted to weekend evening anchor, a much bigger position than the one that I wanted when I first started at the station. And they started to trust me even more, sending me on more assignments away. And just when I thought that I was honing the skills, proving my worth, trusting that process, I had another slip up on air, covering an earthquake. Now you take a Georgia boy to California who has never experienced an earthquake, let alone hardly even said the word. This is what happened when I was live on TV.
You can see some of the damage that was left behind from that massive tornado that happened this evening, a 7.1. Take a look at this. This is wine bottles all laid out across this aisle here. Most of them on the shelf. You can see where some of them were, and now you can see where they collapsed after that earthquake took place.
Yeah, massive tornado. California people don't know what tornadoes are. They hardly get them. But fortunately, that moment just proved to me that you're not supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be whole. And your intentions, your efforts, striving to be the best that you can be. And after that, I just learned to let go of this desire to feel like I have to nail every moment, whether it's in my personal life, my career. After that, things were going well at the station, and I wanted more. I wanted more growth. A morning anchor position opened up. I wanted that. I told my bosses that I was interested. It felt like the natural progression. They ended up putting me in the spot for a couple months, but they ended up giving the position to an external candidate. I thought that meant I was not good enough. The negative self-talk crept in again. Am I even doing the right thing? Am I in the right field? After that happened, about 2 months of getting rejected, I got an offer from New York City. The number one news market. It was for an anchor reporter position. Just when I thought I was not even good to be an anchor in the market that I was in, the market where everyone in this business, most people, strive to get to, wanted me. It was a reminder. Rejection sometimes is just redirection. You just have to trust the process that you're on. It may again look different than you ever imagined, but you have to trust that it is leaving and putting you exactly where you're supposed to be. And remember back in 2009 when I was competing, I wanted first place, then wavered and said, okay, I'll take second, maybe third. Well, 10 years after starting in the business, I won my first Emmy. I won it. Yeah. I won it as an anchor in California. Ironically, it was for the morning anchor job that I was passed over for. The job that made me believe just for a moment that I was not even good enough to do it. Do it there, do it in the number one news market, do it where I'm doing it now in the nation's capital. 2 years after that, I won my second Emmy as a reporter in New York City. Two huge accomplishments that I could have never seen coming if I had only stayed focused, hyper-focused, on this one moment 15 years ago, wanting first place at the conference. Now, I'm not saying don't go out there and give your all. You absolutely should. You have worked hard to get to where you are right now. 110%. I expect nothing less. But if the outcome does not align with what you envision, it's okay. Sometimes things unfold greater and better than you ever imagine. And that is what my journey has taught me. So as you go out there this week and you start to compete over the next couple of days, keep that in mind. Just trust the process. Trust it. Trust it. If it doesn't pan out to be the way that you wanted it to be, continue to be coachable. Continue to learn. Continue to work hard. So before I close, I want to do something because it's not all about winning. It's not all about being perfect. It's about preparation meeting opportunity. And you all here right now, you're doing that just by being here. So I'm going to count to three. I'm going to record it on my phone. I'm going to post it on social media. And together, I want us to say, after I count to three, trust the process. Because that is the most important thing for all of us here. You've got to trust it. No matter if you're doing automotive, broadcast news production, video production, you got to trust it. So y'all ready? All right. One, two, three. Trust the process! All right, Skills USA, best of luck to all you. Wishing you the best this week. Congratulations, everybody.